So this is Betty Peoples, P-E-O-P-L-E-S, 10-8-50. Miss Peoples is a 73-year-old woman, married 16 years. She states that she drinks at least one or two bottles of wine every night. She did smoke, but she quit smoking after she was diagnosed with bladder cancer in 2020. She does have family history of heart disease in her mom. Her dad died of lung cancer, but mom is in her 90s and has had a couple of stents and has a history of heart disease, period. In the paragraph, she comes in today because she had a twinge of pain in the middle of her breast. She can point to it. She had similar thing happened a few months ago. She went to her internist in the Woodlands. She told her that it was nothing, not to worry. She hasn't had any symptoms. Today she was driving to Louisiana because her niece passed away because of cirrhosis of liver. So she had another episode. It lasted literally seconds, decided to come in and get checked. Period. In the paragraph, here in the office, her blood pressure is stable, her vitals were stable, her EKG is not totally normal. She does have what looks like STT wave changes, but they're very minimal. Period. Allergy, non-drug allergy, medical problems, anxiety, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgery. She had she's had breast lumpectomy in 2009, has been cancer-free after radiation and chemotherapy. She also had bladder surgery done, but only cystoscopy. The bladder is still intact, period. Medication, amlodipine 5 milligram, atorvastatin 40 milligram, Plavix 75 milligram. Let's see, social, she does drink, as I mentioned, at least a bottle or two at night. She quit smoking, but was an avid smoker at one time. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, by the way. As far as her heart workup is concerned, again, she saw the internist, her regular doctor, a couple of months ago, but never had a stress or cardiac catheterization done. 158 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 94, 143 over 73. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around the coast with antigen, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, chest pain. The chest pain is consistent with, as what she describes, twinges of pain for a second or two in the middle of her chest. She can clearly point to it. Her EKG does not show any evidence of acute myocardial infarction. She's on her way to Louisiana to a funeral. I told her that our stand is for her to go to the emergency room, get CPK, troponin, and repeat EKG to make sure this is not a cardiac, even though it doesn't sound like a cardiac. But before she travels, she must do that. She said she'll consider that. Number two, because of her extensive ETOH use, we're going to give her Protonix 40 milligram once a day. Number three, she also deserves a stress test, cardiac catheterization at a later date. Next number, history of bladder cancer. Next number, history of breast cancer. 2009 has been cancer free. Next number, she needs to quit drinking alcohol as much as she's doing, or she'll be heading for bouts of cirrhosis herself. Next number, COPD. Next number, history of tobacco abuse in the past. Next number, it's important to mention she has no pain at this time. But nevertheless, CPK and troponin needed to rule out any damage to the heart muscle, as I was explaining to the patient. Next number, EKG shows poor R-wave progression, B2 through V4. No ST elevation, consistent acute myocardial infarction. Next number, I looked at her gallbladder to make sure her gallbladder was okay, and there was no evidence of stones in the gallbladder. Next number, we looked at her carotid. She does have what looks like arthromas and soft plaque in both carotids, right greater than left, but no hemodynamically unstable lesion, and that may be why she's on Plavix at this time. She didn't say why she's on Plavix. She has no stent, right?
She's on Plavix?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I bet they put her on it. Oh, that's right. She does have a brain aneurysm also, and she was told not to take aspirin, so she's not taking any aspirin or Motrin at this time. She's only taking Tylenol for aches and pains. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, I gave her a prescription to have the emergency room evaluate her for chest pain and a copy of her EKG to take along with her for further evaluation. Thank you.